Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you being with me. I want to talk to you about an herb. It's used in China in a lot of food and in Asian countries, and somewhat in the United States. You can find it at a Chinese market, and that's called bitter melon. And it is a little bitter, but people really like to use it in the Asian dishes. But it's extremely good for you. It's not high in carbohydrates. Usually when something is bitter, it doesn't have much in the way of sugar. It hadn't fermented, just really low in sugar. And it's, you know, I eat a very low ketogenic diet, and yet I don't have to worry about it when I'm using bitter melon. But I use the capsules. And bitter melon is something that's used for diabetes and weight loss. Can be very, very effective on that. I mean, it's not a cure-all, but it's going to definitely help you, and it's not expensive. So I want you to take it for that reason, but it also enhances the immune system. It's high in vitamin C, but they find that when people take bitter melon, if they're sick, they'll be sick for a lot shorter time than what would normally happen. And, you know, it's a powerful antioxidant. May have something to do with it. And it has some important antioxidants. It has the antioxidants that affect eyesight, carotene, A and B, and lutein and zeaxanthin. So people find their night vision improving, their eyes in general, and the slowdown of macular degeneration when that is starting. So really helpful in that regard. It's helpful for asthma, believe it or not. It helps the respiratory system. It has an antihistaminic and an anti-inflammatory effect in the body. And being anti-inflammatory, it affects many, many things in the body. Even helps with skin disorder. I guess they put it on ringworm and scabies and things of that sort in the Asian world. But it's very effective in that. This is something that's very important about it. It helps fight cancer on different forms of cancer. It's shown, at least in the Petri dish, I don't know what kind of tests they've done on, in human studies, but they really really stops the growth of the cancer cells. And so it partly might be because of its antioxidant effect, because cancer uses free radicals to grow. To tear open the tissue around it so it can get bigger and bigger. And so that may be part of the reason it does that. But it seems to shut down the growth of the cancer. I don't know if it's shutting down the blood vessels like some things like shark cartilage does, but it's very helpful. They even found it helpful in HIV and herpes and reduces cholesterol. Interesting, isn't it? That taking this fruit may help you reduce the bad form of cholesterol, may even help you build up the good form. And it's really broad. I mean, it helps bone health and the wounds heal faster. I guess it's higher in vitamin K, which a lot of these people out there are deficient in vitamin K. If you're going to take vitamin K, the one you want to take is MK7. K1 can thicken the blood. So people on blood thinners do not want to take K1, but they can take MK7, and it will help pull the calcium out of the arteries. And the trouble with blood thinners is the calcium builds up in the arteries, making it more brittle, and the calcium is the most harmful thing that go on in the vessels as far as breaking them down. Now, it's very low calorie. A bitter melon only has about 17 calories. So it's very, very good for you. I really want you to look into bitter melon and just add it. I mean, you'll probably spend $10 or so for a month's supply taking a couple capsules. Taking them for a big meal seems to stop that high blood sugar. And so you can add it to other things that I've always recommended for blood sugar, like alpha-lipoic acid and R-lipoic. Alpha-lipoic works on real high spikes. R-lipoic, not as good as bringing the real high spikes down as its cousin alpha, but it lasts for 12 hours, where alpha lasts for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So if you want to be aggressive about it, take both of them. And then take cinnamon along with the bitter melon and the alpha and R-lipoic acid. Chromium, minerals in general, magnesium plays a role. B vitamins play a role. All very important in blood sugar control. And, of course, the most important thing is eating a low-carb diet. By eating a low-carb diet, you sensitize your body to insulin and rebuild the receptor sites. Now, another way of doing that, and it's pretty popular, is intermittent fasting. And so, like today, I didn't eat to noon. And if I'm smart, I'll quit eating about 6, 6:30, maybe 7 at the latest. I might have been a little bit better to wait until 1. If you can concentrate your eating into 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours at the most, you'll lose fat. You'll really help the body on dealing with blood sugar. Now, it may be very hard if someone's very hyperglycemic. They may need to eat a little every hour and a half, 2 hours. But if they can get by without it, then their body's going to become more sensitive. So intermittent fasting, there's some people that stay real lean, and they eat about anything they want, but they only eat with a 4 or 5 hour period. And that is a great way to get that under control. If you combine that with a ketogenic diet, now you're really onto something. So you eat a lot of healthy fats, a little healthy protein, and then the carbs you eat are really vegetables that are non-starchy. And maybe some fruits like bitter melon is one, maybe a few berries, but you're careful on what you eat in the way of the carbohydrates. You don't want the fructose, you don't want the sugar. And so you eat, in fact, when you eat berries or eat fruit, you want them bitter, you want them hard, not real sweet. And green apples, grannies, not really the green apples, but the grannies have some great benefit in that. Partly because they're antifungal. And if you follow my friend Doug Kaufman, if you go online to Know the Cause, you'll see that the fungus may be the underlying cause of most diabetes. In fact, one time Doug was here in Oklahoma City giving a lecture, and I was back in the back. Some people were wanting to talk to me, and all of a sudden I told him, be quiet, because I just heard Doug say something that just blew me away. And that was that black eyes that show up on potato skin, that stuff is used to create diabetes in laboratory mice. They pull that out and inject it into the laboratory mice. They put it in water and inject them, and they can't create diabetic mice except by using that mold. So mold and fungus definitely can be a problem. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you for listening. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalancing of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking, how do they get a hold of it? And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Folks, I have Marcia Bell with me, and Marcia, like me, has been using the Restore product by the Fox Legacy, which is actually from Green Valley Labs. So I want to distinguish that. Now, Marcia, what problems were you dealing with before you started using the Restore product?
I was dealing with insomnia. As a matter of fact, That's one of the reasons why I wanted to use it, was for insomnia and for some back pain that I had, which I, you know, was still trying to work that out when I actually talked to somebody else. Back pain that I had from an injury several years ago, and my I thought it was affecting my sciatic nerve. So I was really looking for that, for some relief for that. And so that's the main reason I started using it.
Did you use the Rejuvenate Gel on the back pain? Because I do, and I get good relief with it. I didn't know if you found relief there.
I started using that, and it was some relief, but I found better relief when I mixed it with the Restore.
Okay.
The two together are phenomenal.
Yeah, they are. They really are astonishing. Now, did you have also acid reflux that you've been dealing with?
I did, and you know, I didn't even really think about it that much. I'd lived with it for so long, for over 30 years, and I didn't even realize that was what it was. But a couple of friends of mine brought it to my attention that every time I ate, they would, you know, they would hear me cough. And I thought that maybe I had a small esophagus, or maybe, you know, maybe something was in there. That's what it felt like, you know. So also, when I ate certain foods, which I loved, like, say, for instance, spaghetti sauce, things like that, it would come back up after a while. I knew that, say, for instance, if I ate it close to the time, like in the evening, I knew that I most likely was not going to sleep that night because it was going to come up. And you know, of course, burn me as it's coming up. And sometimes with certain foods, they would be so bad as far as going down in my body digesting those foods, I would actually have to stick my finger down my throat and make it come up, which was, you know, of course, very uncomfortable. So I didn't know that it was so much of a problem. But lately I thought, you know, maybe I should see a doctor about this.
And
so
what,
when I started taking, go ahead.
Well, what did the doctor say? Yeah.
I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I never got to the doctor because I started taking the Restore before the doctor.
And, okay, and you started taking the Restore. You still, before that, you were dealing with the acid reflux extreme case, actually. Mm-hmm. You're actually having to be bulimic to deal with it. Now, how quickly did the Restore help you restore your the balance in your esophagus where everything functioned right?
I would say almost immediately, because I remember I started taking it like the 5th of July, I think it was. And that was Wednesday, I think, right after the 4th, yeah. Matter of fact, I took it the night of the 4th. And so, you know, I went to sleep, and, you know, I thought it was good. And also, I wanted to take it to get more energy. So for the next few days, I didn't get the energy. I got rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't alarmed about that because I heard other people say that, too. So my body went into a rest phase.
Yeah, I did, too.
That Sunday. Did you?
Yeah. For a couple of days, I just felt like this resting and stuff. I was going through probably a detox or a repair phase, and I knew what that was, so I didn't worry about it.
Yeah, so that's the same here. So I didn't worry about it. I said, okay, I know my body needs rest. I think it's, you know, must be repairing something inside. Well, let me tell you, Dan, by that Sunday, I thought, geez, something special is going on because my whole stomach area was at peace. Amazing. Was that peace? Well, let me back up a little bit. Saturday, okay, so I stayed home for the next 3 days. I stayed home three and a half days. And so that Saturday, I think I got a mosquito bite, a couple of them, on my forefinger on my right hand, and I just started scratching it, and I scratched the skin off. That's how itchy, you know how that is when you get a mosquito bite. So I'm scratching and scratching, and skin came off, and then I was not only itching, but I was in pain. So I put some of the Rejuvenate on there, and it was good. It soothed it a little bit, and I thought, you know what? I heard other people say that they put Restore with the Rejuvenate. That's where I got the idea. So I mixed the two together, and I put it on my finger. Immediately, the pain left, and so did the itchiness, and it started healing. And I had broken through two layers of skin. That's why it was so painful.
Wow.
And I got immediate relief. So now that's externally. Now let me get back to the internal part of it. So by Sunday, my stomach and gut area, and I wanted the gut area to come down, you know, to reduce too, because I'm really dealing with the fat around the middle part of the belly. And I'm looking, what can I do to reduce this? So I noticed that I felt a lot better, not just a lot better, but a lot better. So I said, okay, I'm going to put this to the test. So that evening, By Sunday afternoon, energy started kicking in, and it was not a nervous type of an energy or energy that wasn't just an adrenaline rush, but it was a good, steady energy. So I got up, did laundry, I did this, I did that, and I said, okay, I'm going to cook some dinner, and I'm going to cook. I had some spaghetti sauce that I needed to cook, some leftover spaghetti sauce that needed to be cooked. So I had some ground meat, and I cooked the spaghetti sauce. I made a meat sauce. So I cooked the spaghetti sauce with the meat, and I put onions in there. I put a bunch of things in there, and I put some blue cheese in there. Blue cheese, I love blue cheese, but again, that would give me that acid reflux too. So I said, okay, I'm going to put the whole works in there. And I let it simmer. I mean, and by the time I finished, it had the works in there. And so I started eating it, and it was so good. And I noticed that it went down without me coughing. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not coughing. It went down. And it was so good, Dan, that I had another helping. Okay, here's where I put it to the test. Not only did it go down, but it went down and it didn't come back up. And I went to sleep that night, and I'm telling you the truth, I slept like a baby. I slept like a baby, and here's another thing. When I would sleep, because my gut area was always like feeling tight, I would grind my teeth at night. I'd wake up with one side of my mouth sore from grinding. I even actually, my dentist gave me something for that, for that grinding. And so I went to sleep, and I noticed when I woke up, that side of my mouth was not hurting. So I had some leftovers, and I ate this meal for the next 2 days. And I tell you the truth, nothing has bothered me since. It hasn't bothered me since. And so I didn't realize anything until I believe that you were on a call one Saturday, and you talked about the esophagus and what happens, with acid reflux and all these things going on in the belly, not digesting food, and how the esophagus swells.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I must have had a swell because the food just wouldn't go down. I had to cough it down, any food.
Yeah, I mean,
something.
Well, you're very fortunate that you got hold of this because you may have ended up with esophageal cancer with acid reflux.
Gosh.
It keeps irritating the esophagus. So I'm really glad you're getting this. But black seed oil, which with this XDS technology makes it so much more powerful, is noted for helping all the way from our mouth all the way through to our gut levels and all in the esophagus. It's so soothing and rebuilding. I mean, people use it for Crohn's, irritable bowel, all kinds of things, and now acid reflux. But in the books I've read on black seed, this is not uncommon, but it takes a lot longer without the XDS technology, and you're getting it almost immediately. So these are fantastic stories I want people to be aware of. The Restore product and the Rejuvenate, it's interesting mixing those two together, which I need to do right now. I've just been taking the Restore in the morning and then using my Rejuvenate on whatever might be bothering me or putting it on my face or my hair. So thank you, Marcia, for sharing this with you. A lot of people are going to get benefit from this.
You're welcome. And I'd like to share just one more thing before I go, if you don't mind, just for a second to share one more thing. Okay, so the next week, I was sort of like in an exercise class where I was in the part of it where you had to do a punching exercise, like you're fighting, punching. So I overdid it, and I actually my right, the muscle in my right arm, up by my shoulder, the back part of the shoulder, was really in pain, a lot of pain. And so that was like on a Friday night. By that Saturday, I was in a lot of pain. So what I did was I took the Rejuvenate and the Restore, and I rubbed it into that area. And the pain level went way down. And the thought came to me, wait a minute, just take the Restore by itself and rub it in there. So I rubbed it in on top of what I already put there. And I'm telling you, not only did the pain go away, I mean, it went down to maybe, it was like almost a 10. And it went down to maybe a 2. Maybe 2, minus 2 minus something. So, okay, so it went down. And then as I'm sitting there, I was actually on the Saturday call that we have. And while I'm sitting there, after I had rubbed that Restore in, I felt like a wave of peace go right through my body. I can't explain it. But it was like it went, it wasn't on the outside, it was when, it went internally. Internally, and that wave of peace went right through my body. So what the explanation for that is, I don't know. But
it's called that's called an endorphin rush. That's very, very interesting that it did that. I know what you're talking about. I used to experience when I ran stadium stairs for an hour. But you didn't have to do that to experience that. Thank you, Marcia. That's a great story. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to start doing – you gave me some insights. I'm going to start using it a little differently, more topical. I've just been using it internally on the Restore.
Great results when using it topically. And if you use the two together and you don't get the results you want, use the Restore by itself and just rub it in.
I will do that. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Marcia. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. I got Roger Heel with me, and he's the managing partner for Greenville Labs that makes these extraordinary products that affect the mitochondria and balance the body, the Rejuvenate Gel that I've been talking about for quite a few months, and now this Restore product that is changing people's life. And they got new other products coming out. It's being distributed by Fox Legacy. And Roger, we've talked about this on our Saturday call. In fact, if people want to listen to our Saturday call, which is at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, how do they get a hold of that? What is the number for that?
The number they can call, Dan, is 608-906-0003. And that health and wellness call that we do comes on Saturday at 12 noon Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, and so on for the other.
No. It's 11 o'clock Central. You're going the wrong direction, but that's okay. They'd be out in ocean, but that's okay. Now, on the Restore product, we're seeing results like we've never seen, but Dr. Elliott, which I want to talk to him about this very soon. Dr. Bevan Elliott is a real genius in this area, and he's doing things I've never seen done. So I want people to take advantage of these. If people want to get a hold of the Restore product, and they've been hearing testimonials, and you and I both have our own, and the Rejuvenate Gel. I mean, I had injured my wrist to a point I couldn't open the door with my hand, put that on my wrist a couple times, put it on again maybe once or twice the next day. Never bothered me since. My back bothered me. I just put it and rub it along the low back or put it on the back of my neck. Doesn't bother me. At least for me, some people may have to do it a number of times, but we're seeing just tremendous results in that. And I put it on my face, on my neck, my hair, and when I first thing when I get out of the shower, and then I have some old shoulder injuries that sometimes act up, and I'll rub it on my shoulders, and it's made a world of difference. But now I'm learning from Marcia Bell. She's mixing the Restore product with it and seeing a phenomenal effect with that. And I know you use it that way too, Roger. What are you finding?
Well, it's a great product for anything really that affects your hair, your skin, or your scalp. I mean, literally from your face to your feet. And it has that amazing ability to penetrate and affect discomfort and, you know, in joints. You know, your neck, your back, your elbows, your arm, like you were mentioning. It's just an extremely versatile product. Also, stimulates circulation. Well, for those people who have conditions that affect their feeling in their extremities, you know, like the neuropathy type symptoms, it's absolutely amazing.
That's right. I forget about some of the really strange and wonderful effects we've seen with people that are suffering from neuropathy. And if you add the Restore together with it, that would take it to a new level and take the Restore internally. Folks, when you use that Restore, you're going to have a most wonderful balance in energy over it. It may take a little bit because it's going to help the body heal, but you're going to see for yourself it balances the energy, and yet it gives you almost a childlike energy. You're not hyper, but you just feel good, and you have that great sense of well-being. Roger, how do people get a hold of these?
Again, they can call 301-526-0600.
One more time.
301-526-0600. And mention that they heard it on your show.
Okay. Yeah, tell them that Dan sent you, and Roger and I know each other really well, so you can just say you heard it from the radio guy, if you forget my name, and you'll see what I'm seeing. This is my favorite thing. I love things that change people's lives, and this is definitely doing that. Thanks again, Roger. I really appreciate it.
All righty.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this type of thing as far as doing it on radio since March of 1997. Actually, was lecturing for some companies for a few years before that, and then I had my own company when I had Hydratone, which is still something I teach classes in. I invented it when I was 29. I'm 70 now, so it's been around a while. My first patent was applied for either when I was 29 or 30. And so been at it many, many years teaching people what I know. In fact, I was the weightlifting coach for my high school while I was still in high school. So been around, seen so many things come and go, and some things stick that are really good, and some things you go, oh, that's going to be exciting, then nothing happens. One of my favorite subjects is memory. People remark when I lecture, because I do everything off the top of my head. Very seldom do I bring any notes into the station to try to do anything, because I'm better off the top of my head than I am when I try to follow something. I found that out early on when I was doing radio. But as I start going, things start connecting, this thing with that thing. And it's part of the same process of inventing. You see connections to things that sometimes people don't see. But connecting is a major key to invention and a major key to memory, finding connections to things. And the sillier and stranger the connections are, the more likely you will remember them. And so people that do these memory contests, and people that teach memory, one of the things they do is they teach you to do silly little things with it. Like, for instance, if I'm trying to remember, I need to take something to the post office, I might imagine a giant envelope fighting me at the door going out. So I remember, I got to get that envelope and take it with me on the way out the door. And so that helps me remember that. But by making a giant, putting movement in it, helped me remember. You could give me a list of 20, 30 things, and I can memorize it forward and backwards rather easily. And this is a book I read in high school, Memory Power. We're talking about 1967, 66. And he taught you how to link things together. He also gave you a list of 100 words that you did memorize into pictures. I mean, each number had a picture, and then you could link them together with those pictures and go in and out, up and down the list, or taking something separately out of order. And it works fantastic. So if I was trying to memorize a list of things, let's say car and then a cow, well, I don't want to just imagine a car hitting a cow. I want to imagine the cow driving the car. And then if I had a kite, I can imagine a cow flying a kite. And then if I went from kite to baseball, I can imagine a pitcher pitching a kite at a baseball player. And then if I was trying to do, car tire, I could, again, I would imagine maybe all the bases being car tires, or imagine the pitcher trying to pitch, but there's a tire in his way and he can't get around it. You link those together and you make strange pictures, and you can just go on and on and on, and each one links you to another. So you can, the Greeks, when they wanted to memorize something, they would imagine walking into their house, and on the door there would be the first thing they need to remember. Maybe on the doorknob, if they had doorknobs back then, on the wall, or where they would hang maybe their toga, the toga of the day, their outer toga. But each thing in their house, they would link it together. So in our case, you go in, the doorknob, you might have something hanging on. And then you walk in, you may have someplace you hang a hat. That may be the second thing. Let's say if you have a food list. You might have bread hanging on your door, but it oversized. And you may have, maybe you need to get some chicken. That might be the first thing hanging where you hang your hat. And then the next thing into the hallway, you have maybe milk. A big, big deal of milk sitting there. So you go through the house. That's how the Greeks did it. And they would associate those to things. So they just go back over and remember walking in the house and remember the list of things that they needed. That's one way of doing it. I like the linking one of the 100 numbers, because I can also, you could give me 100 numbers, 200 numbers, doesn't matter. I can link those together into pictures. And it's pictures are key. And see, I learned this when I was in high school. And by doing that, I think it's why so many patents came so easily to me in other fields, not just exercise field, because I would see strange relationships between things that a lot of times people would just pass right over them. So once you train your brain to do something, it may take that same skill and apply it in different ways and know to associate. There's another game that I played with my friends in high school and junior high, I think. I read some book on creativity. And in this one, you would ask to take two things that aren't related and within two steps find a relationship between them. And I remember a friend of mine asked me, he said, okay, car and tree. And of course, you could imagine a car running into a tree. But I said, car tire, rubber tree. And see, that linked it. And so, again, when you train the brain, I'm telling you this, as this is a good thing to do with kids and picking up some of these memory books. You can turn these kids into super learners and make it so much easier on them. And some of the stuff will start becoming natural to them, and the brain will link things together, and they don't have to sit there and have to deliberately do it. They'll just associate everything together, and their mind will just hold that. I know my older brother argues with me, oh, you can't remember that, or that can't be right. You can't. And he'll look it up and go, well, okay, I guess you're right. And people ask me how I do that, and I go, well, I really don't try to do it, but I did try to do it when I was younger. And it becomes a trainable thing. In neurolinguistic programming, NLP, once you train the brain to do something, you don't have to keep going through the same exercise. It will start doing it automatically. And they can take kids that can't spell and teach them to put the picture up to the right and break down the words and frame it in a certain way, or not frame it, or put a light behind the word and or put it in front of them depending on where they're at. And they're able to do it from then on. So the mind is fantastic in its ability to train. And once you learn to do it, it's going to affect your creativity, your memory. And you're going to have more fun with things. You're going to see funny things about stuff that a lot of people won't see. We'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Sollaway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have Chris Moore with me, and Chris is a PhD in fitness science, I believe. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, exercise physiology.
Exercise physiology, and a master's in nutrition. So yeah, Chris and I, we were talking about this off the air. We sort of flipped. I started off with my master's in fitness, and then got a doctorate in nutrition, and he's done the opposite direction. But he's a spokesman for Noric Naturals. He works with a lot of pro teams. He's been on a lot of TV shows. You may have seen him on CBS, NBC, ABC. He's written Fitness Nutrition for Special Dietary Needs. He likes to make a lot of noise in the background.
Sorry,
but
you want me to remember that I'm here.
Yeah, I remember you're there. I'm trying to give you a plug here, buddy. Platinum workouts, a lot of different things. So Chris, well, off the air we were talking that you just came across some new research on the way omega-3 affects children and their mood and behavior. Give me more information about that. I love learning from my people I'm interviewing.
Yeah, absolutely. So this study showed basically that kids who added omega-3s to their diet, and it was about 1 gram a day in this particular study, had less behavioral issues. And this was 8 to 16-year-old children, I guess technically children up to teenagers. But what they found was one group got the omega-3s, one group did not. And those who did, like I said, had less behavioral issues when they're supplementing with those omega-3s. And really, that's just one more nail in the omega-3 coffin when we talk about the benefits for overall brain health. So I think I really liked seeing that because we need more studies, especially with that age group. Again, we think there's benefits to kids, but when we see true studies, that really hammers it home.
Yeah, we know it's protective to the neurons, but in the short term, it's not that you're experiencing. It has to be something else. The DHA is actually getting in the brain and calming it rather quickly. And same thing it does for the heart. People that have AFib find great effects with omega-3 oils and being beneficial if they take high enough dosages. So whatever the depression, I know there was a double-blind study done on Prozac and omega-3, and omega-3 outperformed it. No surprise to me, because I don't think Prozac is very good at what it's supposed to do anyway, but it did outperform it. So why would you take something that has all this backlash effects when you might be able to get the same benefit by taking something that's maybe the most healthy thing you can do to yourself? Now, I think you agree with this, Chris. People need to be aware that omega-6 oils, which are safflower oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, soy oil, peanut oil, and cottonseed oil. I used to say canola oil, but I understand it's sort of benign. All create inflammation. And we have about a 30-to-1 ratio where we should have closer to a 2-to-1 of omega-6 to omega-3. So every one of us need it. But it's interesting that the children, I mean, they were putting omega-6 oils at one time, hydrogenated oil in baby food.
Oh, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I would say that most times, a lot of times it catches up. They don't necessarily know. I don't think they're purposely doing it to harm kids. But then you look back at that and think, now knowing what we know, oh my gosh, how could they even do such a thing? Taking a step back, looking at why these omega-3s, and there's many, many reasons, but why they're so important for brain health, on a very, very kind of basic, simple terms, the brains, all of our brains are very fatty tissues, and the primary fat within our brains is one of the omega-3s that's found in fish oil, which is called DHA. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where things like Noric Naturals come into play. It's a very rich source of DHA. And eating fish, certainly, again, for adults and kids, unfortunately, most people aren't eating any, or definitely not enough.
Yeah, fish fingers doesn't count.
Exactly. You know, definitely not.
Yeah, they've known for a long time that people that live in areas that have cold water fish or live close to the ocean that eat a lot of fish or eat other fish. I mean, I don't know if lobster is has much fish. We do know octopus does, but they eat mainly salmon and things of that sort. The depression levels in those areas of the country are so much lower than they are in the middle of the United States, where they don't have access to that. But even then, fast food has taken over so much that people just don't get what they might have got 50 years ago.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And like you said, most people aren't eating the fish. But when you look at the countries that are, Japan, for example, Greenland Eskimos, for example, they have the lowest rates of cardiovascular or heart disease in the entire world. Other countries, Norway, actually where Nordic Naturals manufacturing plant is, there's been some studies with children and brain health and standardized test scores and looking how they've positively affected that as well. So when you put all those pieces together, again, it just shows you how important the omega-3s are to have a sufficient quantity within your body. My kids, I have a 3- and a 6-year-old. They've been taking it, well, literally since they've been fetuses because my wife took a hefty dose when she was pregnant. And even still now, they take a teaspoon of cod liver oil every single day, and they have, I mean, ever since they were done nursing.
Oh, that's cool. I know that if a woman will take cod liver oil or take a Nordic Naturals Ultimate 3 months before she gives birth, I would advise taking throughout the whole area of the growth of the fetus. But 3 months before birth, the IQ will be 9 points higher, and the baby will be calmer, and the mom will have less likely to have post-depression. Now, Chris, we're just about out of time here, but I recommend that every adult take 2 to 3 times a day. I mean, is ideal, at least 2. And there's children's to take. But we got to run, Chris. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take 2 of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And I want you to remember that if you hear something here and you go, oh, there's so much information in that, I want to grab that. I want to share it with someone. You can go over to iHeartRadio.com, and what I am doing today, what you're hearing today on W4HC, you can also hear there probably 2 weeks later, and there's shows going all the way back to February. So don't feel lost. You may be, you know, in a place where you don't take notes or can't get a hold of something, or maybe you listen to it in your car. I don't want you to feel like you can't hear it again. So just go to iHeartRadio.com, go to podcasts, click on that, and then put Dan's Health Talks, and there you are, and you'll get that information. And so I want you to tell your friends and family, too. I like to put information that really changes their life. Now, one thing I want to throw out, you know, my original background and claim to fame, wasn't gigantic fame, but it was a taste of it, was because I invented the Hydrotone exercise equipment, and I worked with a lot of pro teams and a few movie stars, and worked with a lot of athletes. I mean, pro athletes, college, a couple people competing in the Olympics. I know Janie Eichhoff, and I'm trying to think. It seemed like we had some other Olympic athletes, pole vaulter, few others that I worked with. And what I'd usually do is train the trainers. Sometimes I would train the athletes directly. And I started exercising. First, there was President Kennedy's physical fitness contest. So when I was 13, me and my buddies were all trying to compete against each other, and I set the records for pull-ups and push-ups and set-ups and everything at, you know, in the seventh grade, doing like 550 set-ups and 21 pull-ups. It really helped that I only weighed 135 pounds when you're doing those pull-ups. It's not quite the same at 205 as it was at 135. But nevertheless, it got me into exercising. And then my dad bought me some weights, and I started reading all the magazines on weightlifting, and a lot of the stuff was not that good. But some of it was. The basic stuff, what they taught, if you stayed with the basics, you could get a lot out of it. But to sell more and more magazines and to sell a lot of supplements, they would always come up with these real elaborate routines. And they would sell these routines, like put 2 inches on your chest in 2 weeks, and you buy Joe Weider's latest, how to have a big chest by summer, or big shoulders, lifeguard shoulders. Always these exaggerations that excited a kid in junior high and high school, thinking, oh, I'm going to have 19-inch arms, and all the girls are going to chase after me. Never did seem to work quite that way. But anyway, it got my attention. But one thing that I experienced firsthand, but when I trained the high school team, I had them doing basic things, squats, bench presses, bent over rows, different things that was a good basic routine. And then I was home working out on my own, doing all these elaborate things and experimenting with all this stuff. And when I first did the basic stuff, I grew rather quickly and got very strong for my body weight, and then quit. Didn't get see any progress. And the reason is because I was overtraining. I was trying to do too much. And this is a mistake, the biggest mistake that athletes make, I think, that are willing to train hard. The second thing is they don't know how to balance the recovery with stimulation. I have a good friend of mine who used to be the fastest person in Oklahoma, at least for the class that he ran in, I think for all classes. And now he plays a lot of tennis and pickleball and things of that sort. He's a little bit older than I am. And he really trains hard, but he trains too much. And I tell him that, but I don't think it really soaks in. It feels like, you know, when you're working out and your muscles get all pumped up, it feels like you're growing. And so you want some kind of state that you feel like you're stimulating your muscles. But if you do not let that recovery, nothing will happen. In fact, the opposite can happen. You can stress the body, too much cortisol can be released, and the body will break down the muscle for energy because it needs the energy over it needs a few extra muscle fiber. And so you actually lose strength. So back in the olden days, the strongest people were not people that had a job that required them to work solid all day long. That didn't produce a lot of strength. The really strong ones were like the sailors that would fight a storm for a day or so. They're just totally exhausted. And then the storm would pass and they just lay and rest for a couple days, 2 or 3 days recovery. Well, that is the kind of response the body adapts to that stimulus. And then if you give it some time to adapt and don't over drain its reserves it needs to respond, then you'll really make progress. If you look at runners, most Olympic sprinters or college sprinters, they have a build that looks like not a bodybuilder, but not far off. I mean, they're really muscular. Sprinting, that all-out effort for 10 seconds or 20 seconds or maybe 40 seconds, that all-out effort really stimulates growth hormones and stimulates muscle growth. But if you look at a marathon runner or even a miler, they won't be over-muscular. They'll be on the light side. They may even be a little flabby. That kind of exercise, there you burn a lot of calories, but you also burn up a lot of muscle, and you actually repress growth hormone response. So short burst intense exercises stimulates muscle growth. Long term, yeah, it's good for the circulation, but not very good for building muscle at all. Just the opposite. And people don't seem to understand that. And then they overtrain themselves, runners tear up their knees and back and everything else. That's why swimming is a better endurance exercise than running. They are the longest living of any kind of exerciser, the people that swim. Thank you, folks, for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll be back next week.